Author Dagoberto Gilb will be celebrating a homecoming when he comes to El Paso with Huizache, a literary magazine he founded in 2010. Gilb returns to El Paso to give a TED Talk at TEDx El Paso and also invites El Pasoans to join him for a pachanga in celebration of Huizache, the country's premier magazine of Latino literature. The party, which features the release of the magazine's fourth edition, will also host a live musical performance by acclaimed singer-songwriter David Garza. The event happens tomorrow at Eloise, and it is free and open to the public. The pachanga begins at 4 p.m., and today my guest is author Dagoberto Gilb. Hi, Dagoberto. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Now, for those of us that aren't attending TEDx, can you give us a sneak preview as to what you'll be talking about?
Oh, it's my usual riff. Me, of course, my mother, my father, Chicanos, Mexicanos. It's sort of about who we are and who we aren't. I made up a strange title for it. It's called Now You Don't See Us, Still You Don't. Meaning, it's how invisible we are. I mean, that's the word that people like to use, and I frankly hate that word because it's so easily, you know, not seen. And I actually think we're seen very well. We're just, it's worse than not seen. That's what I think.
You came to UTEP, don't you have a history here with UTEP?
Not UTEP. I lived in El Paso. As writers go, I predate the creative writing movement. You know, when I went to college, writers were people that, they studied people that left school and became writers, not got a different major. So I had people that I knew at UTEP, but no, I lived in El Paso for many years. I was a carpenter for a long time, and that's essentially all I did for a living.
And how did you go from carpentry to being a writer?
Well, okay, so I did go to college. I loved college. I had a great college life. I went to the University of California at Santa Barbara and studied religion. And there's tons of job opportunities for people that study philosophy and religion, as you must know. So I immediately got a job at a construction site after my diploma came. So I sort of just began writing on my own and wandering. I also had children, so that sort of kind of limited the wandering somewhat. I was bicultural. I lived in El Paso and L.A., you know, the two different cultures, which were the same in a lot of ways. And so El Paso, in fact, oh, I have a long personal family history with the city, and I just ended up there once. Traveling and when I was young, and I came back. It was home.
So now let's fast forward. You're at the University of Houston, Victoria, and you've created Huizache. Tell us all about it.
Well, Huizache, in a lot of ways, is what I wish when I was a young writer existed. In our world, we don't have a lot of places where we are the center of the world. And so when I had the opportunity to do a magazine, I decided that I wanted a magazine that was about us at the middle. In other words, if you look at a lot, not even a lot, all magazines that have any prominence whatsoever, let's say they have 25 poets and writers, and maybe they'll have one black writer, one Asian writer, and one Latino. So I decided that we need a Latino magazine that focused its geography and tension on us, the Southwest, and El Paso, and, you know, from Austin to all the way to L.A. and north to Denver, where we are the center of what the magazine intends to cover and promote. So at least half our magazine is people from our neighborhood and our home.
And aside from the beautiful words and the works that are in there, the magazine is gorgeous aesthetically. I mean, it's a beautiful magazine.
Well, that's willful, and thank you. I mean, I'm not the artist, but I push really hard to get the best designers I can because I think that is essential to creating a magazine that people want to pick up and read.
So let's talk about the pachanga, because we're going to celebrate Huizache, but you also have a lot of talent performing, and it's free and open to the public. So I feel that we need to talk about your colleagues that will be reading, and then, of course, David, who will be playing music. What can you tell us about, what can we expect at this pachanga?
Aside from my brother, David Garza, we have a young writer who I haven't met, Yasmin Ramirez, who had a piece in the last issue. Truly great, really fun to read. Timothy Hernandez, I think he was in the first issue. He's a fine poet and a prose writer and just an all-around performer. He'll be an incredible, fun person to watch. And then we have the well-known, always a show, Denise Chavez, who I think will dance. Mm-hmm. Probably not. But anyway, her words dance. That's all we want. So it'll be fun. And mostly what I like, there isn't any agenda. We're just celebrating us. And, of course, I hope people buy the magazine. The more people buy that magazine, the more magazines and art and culture like ours from where we live will thrive. They'll see, oh, look, these people do love where they are and what they do. They don't know that, believe it or not. They do not understand that.
Well, we all have the opportunity to become a huichacero or a huichacera on Sunday at 4 o'clock at Eloise with the Huizache Pachanga hosted by Dagoberto, and we hope that everybody else comes out. And Dagoberto, so nice to talk to you. We'll see you at the Pachanga.
Yeah, and I hope to see everybody, and I won't talk so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.